In this bulletin, Australia reeling from a national record of COVID-19 cases yesterday amid talks of how to begin reopening. Evacuations from Afghanistan continue from Kabul Airport. And in sport, Australia leads the Tokyo Paralympics with gold medals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Yesterday, Australia set a new national record for daily coronavirus cases, with more than 970 infections recorded across the country, 919 of those in New South Wales. Ongoing new infections in three lockdown states and territories have not impacted on the federal government's plan to open up the country. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is facing challenges convincing some state and territory premiers who are uncomfortable with opening and soaring caseloads, despite initially agreeing to national cabinet benchmarks for easing restrictions. A lung specialist who has been caring for patients with COVID-19 in Sydney has given a graphic account of some of the severe symptoms that she's witnessed. They include severe migraine-like headaches, intense coughing, diarrhea, nausea, extreme fatigue, and breathlessness. Dr. Lucy Morgan says some patients needed machines to help them to breathe and to maintain blood pressure. She says if people are fully vaccinated, they can avoid these serious, potentially life-threatening outcomes.
Not one person that I was caring for with severe respiratory illness over the last few days was fully vaccinated. But the good news in all of this is that this does not have to be you. You could get a vaccine today and reduce your risk of getting severe respiratory illness from COVID-19 and reduce your chances of ending up in hospital.
The Victorian government is urging all Year 12 students to get vaccinated against COVID-19 before exams in October. It comes as Pfizer vaccination bookings open up for Victorians aged 16 to 39 across the state's 55 hubs. Education Minister James Molino says he also wants VCE staff and supervisors to get the vaccine.
There's a lot of pressure on the system right now, which is to be expected, so please be patient. But we do have a priority to make sure that all Year 12 students are vaccinated by the time we start sitting exams on the 4th of October.
The World Health Organization is at odds with China over research into COVID-19 origins. WHO official Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove says Chinese authorities have indicated that studies are underway, however has urged transparency and inclusiveness.
In fact, we have heard from Chinese colleagues that studies are underway from some public statements that they have made recently. So again, we want the origins work to remain scientific, transparent, urgent, and inclusive. We would have to ask them specifically what those studies are, and we look forward to the results of those.
China, the United States, and the World Health Organization are entangled in a feud that centers on whether the virus that causes COVID-19 could have leaked from a lab in the city of Wuhan, where the disease was first detected in late 2019. The United States military says another 9,000 people were evacuated from Kabul in the last 24 hours, bringing the total number of U.S.-facilitated evacuations to over 82,000. Republican and veteran Michael Waltz from Florida is worried not everyone will get out.
But yet, briefing after briefing, we hear this happy talk we just did from the Pentagon. We did yesterday from the White House. That things are working fine. People are getting through. Americans are getting out. They're not.
In sport, Australian swimmer Lakeisha Patterson has won the gold medal in the women's S9 400-metre freestyle final. She defeated Hungarian opponent Sofia Konkoly on the last lap by just 0.08 seconds. Australian Will Martin broke the Paralympic record in the men's S9 400-metre freestyle final. Ben Popham burst into tears after winning the S9 100-metre freestyle, and Rowan Crothers won gold in the S10 50-metre freestyle. Australia leads the medal tally after day one with 6 gold medals, including 4 in swimming and 2 in track cycling. And still with cycling, Primoz Roglic has prevailed on the steep final climb to earn his second stage victory at the Spanish Vuelta.
Yeah, it was a hard stage, anyway. Was short but super hot again, and I was also suffering a lot, but luckily here at the end I had enough for a win.
And finally, AFL Chief Executive Gillon McLachlan says Perth's Optus Stadium will host this year's grand final if the traditional Melbourne encounter cannot be staged at the Melbourne Cricket Ground.
Our priority clearly will be the health and safety of the Western Australian community. We've worked through the quarantine facilities and restrictions for our playing groups, and it will be an amazing venue in the event the MCG is unavailable.
And now for a look at today's weather. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, Melbourne, Canberra, Wollongong and Cairns. Light showers in Perth and Hobart. Sunny in Brisbane and Darwin with a top of 34. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megaloconomos.